والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of Islam, and we send peace and blessings to all of the prophets, to the prophet Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus, and to the final prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them all. And we greet you with the greeting words of the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a time of mercy. It is a mercy upon the body. It is a mercy upon the mind. It is a mercy upon the family. It is a mercy upon the household. It's a mercy on the community. And it is a mercy for all people throughout this planet. And we have to recognize that the greatest mercy that has come to us is through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came representing the Lord of mercy. So Ramadan is not a punishment. Ramadan is not an expiation or a purging for our sins. In many ways of life, fasting, imsak, is a form of punishing oneself. If we thought the wrong things, if we did the wrong actions, in many systems, a person would then punish themselves through fasting in order to clean themselves from the sins. But in this case, it is a balanced system so that the believer is submitting to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. They are going through a purification process, but at the same time, it is not a punishment to the body. And so in order for us to gain the best of the virtues of the month of Ramadan, to truly understand this, then we need to take a slight review of the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see how this affects us and even gives mercy to the believers inside of this blessed month. We have recognized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, has revealed in the second chapter of the Qur'an, in verse 185, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى صَفَى فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَامٍ أُخَى, that whoever is sick and on a journey, then they are able to make up their fast at another point. Allah then says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ, that Allah then tells us, He wants ease, He intends ease for you, and does not want to make things difficult. So from this and the sayings of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, Muslim scholars understood that the fasting, the rules of fasting, which normally applies to those Muslims who have reached puberty, to those who are sane, those who are male or female, that it would not apply to somebody who is marid, somebody who is sick. And it is important for us to try to understand what this sickness is. Because the great scholars of Islam have shown us that marid in this case is not just queasiness. A person may go through a state of dizziness without having eaten food for a period of time. If we're not used to this, we may feel uneasy. We may feel some grumbling inside of our stomach. We may feel a little bit tired at work. This is not marid, this is not sick. Sickness is that issue or that calamity in the body where the person is incapacitated. So that person is vomiting in a high fever. It is something where there is a danger actually to the health of that individual. So therefore, we should be serious about our sickness, about being marid. And I can recall one of our very pious Muslim brothers who was working in the month of Ramadan in a factory welding, where the flames of the fire were coming out. And normally people have to drink a lot of water during the day to be able to function in a factory. But he kept his fast. He never broke his fast because of his submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He felt a little bit dizzy, he felt tired, he felt thirsty, but he remembered that the fire of Jahannam is stronger than any fire you can find in a factory from a welder or any job. I remember traveling in between Jeddah and Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And on the bus were people from Yemen and Afghanistan. Very serious Muslim brothers were with me. It was really hot. And I was new at fasting. And the flames, literally, of the heat were coming up out of the desert. And we were fasting, but nobody even considered to break their fast because of their resolve to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I realized that this deen takes us out of our body in the sense that the body no longer controls us, but we gain control of the body. This then gives us the strength to control our bodies outside of the month of Ramadan. So the ayah is saying, if you are sick or ala safar, if you are traveling, and the ulama have shown us that when a person has left their vicinity and they would be in a condition which is considered musafir, that they are actually on the road and they are traveling, then they also have the option of breaking fast. And فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَامٍ أُخَى tells us that at another point after the month, that person could make up the fast. But it is important for us to try to understand what this means. And there's a lot of discussion about this, but to be safe, the safe position taken by many of the great scholars of Islam is that safa is not mashaqqa. Safa is not just difficulty. Because people would look at safa and they say, okay, traveling is when you're traveling on a camel or you're traveling on a horse. And I fly between my city and I take Air Egypt, I take Saudia Airs, I take Air Pakistan, I take American Airlines. This is not traveling on a horse. This is not traveling on a camel, so it is not mashaqqa. But what we have to realize is that in the time of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, his companions came to him and they said, we have strength while we are traveling. And we fast while we are traveling. The Prophet ﷺ showed them there is no extra blessing for fasting while you are traveling. He also showed them through his example that you should break your fast while you are traveling. We recognize the fact that Safa itself has many hidden difficulties. And to truly benefit from this month, we need to be in a full state of iqama where we are in our vicinity. People find difficulty in the change of time. They find difficulty in the change of environment. And all of this can fall under Safa. So the believer has the option. It's not compulsory. He has the option to break his fast while he is traveling. This then would be fulfilled later on by making up the days. Also, if there are older people who are not able to fast, then they can pay a fidya, they can feed a poor person for every day that they do not fast. So if Ramadan is 29 days or 30 days, then they can feed 29 or 30 poor people and they can make up for their fast. If a person is sick permanently, and they can also feed that poor person for 29 or for 30 days. So we see the blessing within the fast that everybody can be involved in the fast, and not necessarily those who are the strongest and the most physically fit, but all Muslims can gain the blessings of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. Pregnant women, and also women who are feeding their children, also have the option to break their fast, because the pregnancy would affect that person's health. The child is taking from the mother, taking vitamins, taking strength. And so in many cases, the mother gets very weak, or the mother doesn't have the ability to continue to sustain the child. So therefore, she also can break her fast, and she can make it up. A nursing mother can also break her fast, and it is advisable by the scholars, if she can afford to pay fidya to feed a poor person, she can do that as well. Women who are in their monthly periods, who are in the Hayd, they also do not fast, and they can make up the days in a period of time outside of the month of Ramadan. So therefore, we see that Ramadan is a time of great blessing, but is a time of balance. It is a time when the whole of the ummah, of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, are encouraged to be involved in the fasting. So not only is it for people who are physically fit, but it is also for people who have enough strength and they have enough intelligence and they are prepared to go through that day of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed everybody in this ummah. So even a person who is not able to carry out the fast, a person who falls sick, can still get the blessings of the month of Ramadan. They don't leave the month of Ramadan, but they are able to break their fast. It is advisable, however, that a person who is breaking their fast in the month of Ramadan, that you know when they do that, that they should break their fast in a discreet way. They shouldn't do it in the presence of other Muslims, because people might misunderstand. Even non-Muslims who are looking at our community might say, why is that Muslim fasting and another one is not fasting? So if a person is sick or on a journey, or for any of the prescribed reasons is breaking his or her fast, they should do it in a very discreet way and recognize that we are fasting not only for ourselves, but the example of fasting in the month of Ramadan is one that is affecting people from all walks of life. It also affects non-Muslims who are watching you. If you are working on the job, if you are at school, if you are walking in the streets, if you are in any type of activity, in any environment, and you fast, you actually become a representative of Islam. Your imsak is a way for you as a Muslim to deliver the message to other people and to gain the blessings in this life and the blessings in the hereafter. Ramadan is a mercy. Ramadan is a balanced time for all of the believers. It is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed a system that we function under, but He has given us exceptions to the rule. And we need to look at this, that the exceptions are mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have this exception, we should take the exception. So if we are traveling, we should benefit from the fact that we can break our fast. This would give us strength to continue on in the rest of the month. If we try to do more than what we are physically able to do, we may not benefit from all of the virtues and all of the blessings in this sacred month. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave us ummatan wasata. He gave us the middle nation, the balanced nation, the just nation. And this fast will give us the energy, inshallah, and the blessings to remain part of this ummah. I leave you with these thoughts, and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.